Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Isaiah.
So, you walked in here kind of feisty this morning.
Oh, boy. That's just sometimes I must have got too much sleep.
Yeah, that must be it.
No, I just wanted to keep, you know, I just want to make sure you guys were on your toes.
Okay, yeah, keep us alive.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're doing Tradio today.
Yes, we are.
It's Wednesday. That is our buy-sell trade program. So if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, you're in search of something, or you have an event coming up and you want to promote it, this is a good time to call.
And or you just want to talk to us.
Or you just want to talk to us, and that's totally fine too.
Better be important, though.
Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not discriminatory. Like
okay.
That. Okay.
Okay.
907-531-8049.
See, that's the way you got to be in your seat, though. I don't have to be. I'm just here volunteering. You got to be.
You know, that's
diplomatically.
Funny.
You have to be. You know.
Maybe that's
Switzerland.
Funny because you walked in this morning and you were like, "When am I getting paid for this?"
And you said, "I'll pay you twice as much as we paid you last year." That was the old guy's all thing. I said, when's the time for a raise here? Say, "We'll pay you twice as much as last year."
So, yeah.
Oh, man.
That sounds
I feel
good.
Like you're getting something, but it's still odd. But no, yeah. We do this because we like to, and we like to help out the community and help out, you know, just, of course, I just like talking.
Yeah. So that's also a good thing.
My spouse says we talk a lot.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, exactly. It's always good. Yeah. It's always good to communicate and see what's going on, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take a quick look at these PSAs to see if there's things coming up that
anything
we might
good?
Want to talk about. Well, there's lots of things good. I mean, kind of Petersburg is a happening place in January.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it picks up, and it does do that in the spring, too. And as we get through this winter, things pick up, activities pick up, and people start getting out and about. It doesn't sound too nice out there. It sounds a little blustery today, you know, a little rain and wind. But yesterday wasn't too nice either. But
no.
It didn't have the wind, but there was plenty of rain yesterday.
You know, I kind of forgot what it looked like, to be honest.
What, rain?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that crazy?
Well,
do I just have, the memory of a goldfish?
Well, you'll get used to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, just like with the snow and how like the, you know, Crystal Palace that we were all living
sure.
in.
Sure.
And then now the rain's back. But on the plus side, I can bike.
Yeah.
You know, roads aren't so
right. Well, that's a plus. A little icy on some spots on the dirt roads. The paved roads and stuff are bare because they get scraped. But some of the wind that when the dirt roads freeze, you know, it gets to be a block of ice and the people drive on it. So walking the dogs, it's still a little icy in spots. It's spotty. So you just got to pick where you walk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you picked a good winter to come back here for, you know, after being gone for a while there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was thinking about that. It's like I got ice skating in. I even went cross-country skiing. There was snow.
Lots of snow. Yeah. That's sometimes we don't get that all winter. You know, people wait all year to get some snow. But usually, even when we get rain down here, you know, up on the mountaintop, like, you know, they get to go snowmobiling and cross-country skiing up in the high regions. So there's still usually snow up high all the time. But
yeah, I haven't quite adventured up the mountainside for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Most I've done, I think, is like post-hold through the Raven's Roost Trail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
Twin Creeks is where a lot of snowmobilers go, and then
cross-country
skiers. There, you always see when you're going up the road, a bunch of cars parked in trailers. They head up to the Hilton, they call it. It's a little shelter up there, and they do a lot of snowmobiling up there in the high country.
Yeah, up in the Hilton. Yeah. Although I have heard historically we do get more, or we used to get more snow.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, sometimes we just have a winter. Like a few winters ago, we got a pretty good blast of snow, and last winter not very much at all, but this winter is making up for it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's over. Is it over?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think they have groundhogs here, so you know, it's hard to tell when spring is coming.
No, they got rodents. They got otters.
Actually, I every morning around 8 for the past few days, I keep seeing these, I don't know if they're land otters or sea otters, but there's like 3 of them that go right by along Sandy Beach.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's just, I was like, oh, that's a seal. And then, no, it's not. It's an otter of some kind.
I've got otter stories, but I don't know if you want to hear them.
Oh. I do want to hear them.
No, it's just...
No, now I need to hear them.
Oh, well, my daughter lives on... I don't know. It's a slough. It's the slough that kind of comes from... it's hard to explain. It goes up. It's off of Main Street. It's kind of off of Lumber Street. There's a slough down there. It's a drainage slough.
Sure.
And it goes all the way out to the culvert, out where the little houses are, the little chicken coops, mm-hmm. they call them? Where that slough is right there. They seem to have attracted some otters under their house.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Stinky.
Oh, they are stanky. I mean stanky. So we've been spending the past month or so trying to de-otterize it.
Oh, wow. And what is de-otterizing?
Well, you got to
deodorize it.
What they've been doing is they were able to, as the ground subsided, if you look around houses, a lot of Tom Petersburg, as the ground subsides, the skirting, all of a sudden you get a gap between the skirting and the ground.
Yes, and that's
And they discovered that, we can just crawl right under here, and then we can get in here, and we can tear all the insulation down from the floor joists and just make it a royal mess. So I've been monitoring the situation after we hopefully deodorized it, re-skirted, or did some rocks. But they're a critter you don't want living under your house. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. But so that's the otter story I have.
Oh, that was pretty tame. For some reason, I was expecting
tame. You want to come over and feel some of remains of their visit?
Are you in search of? You're on Tradio. Do you want to leave your numbers?
No. We're handling it well.
And if they get on your boat.
Oh, I bet you that's bad.
Yes, it is.
You have got one on your boat?
Yes, and I deodorized it.
How did... Oh, yeah, I bet you did. I'm not even going to hear how.
Cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
No,
oh, cayenne
really?
Pepper.
Mm-hmm. But don't ever put it on your tie-up lines.
No, oh, that would not be good.
That turns on you.
Well, I'm just wondering if you just sprinkled cayenne pepper all around the skirting and stuff, they would just not want to go under there.
They just might be Cajun otters.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, they, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I would.
They,
yeah.
I would. Well, after, I thought we deodorized it once, and I was, this is good. We got put some metal down and blah, 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 but then put some crushed rock up against it. They burrowers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
They burrowed right under this crushed rock and still got in, so...
Cool.
Put more rocks in. Bigger rocks.
Bigger rocks, good.
Yeah, bigger rocks around the skirting now so they can't burrow around there. I've heard that you put wire mesh under there, too, and then once they start burrowing, if they hit that wire mesh, they'll stop.
Right. Because
they won't try to scratch through that. But, yeah, no, it's and how it really got noticed right away was the stench in the house. It permeated up through the
floor. Up through the...
Because they pulled the insulation down, so that's your barrier, kind of. And, it's just something like, we got... cats under the house or something. Yeah, it was bad for a while, but we've dissipated it, and hopefully, if they come back, we'll have to look where they're infiltrating. But they're not a critter. They're cute if they're walking along the beach and swimming.
Because
I see them swimming down in the slough. I've seen them down there, swimming down there. But
they are not.
They're not a house pet.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. They're
best viewed from afar.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's.
Well, like it's, many marine mammals, I
yeah,
think.
They're wild animals. They eat wild things. They eat, they don't have a designated. Well, I think they have a designated bathroom because they had one spot they really favored it under the house.
Really?
Yes.
Uh huh. Right under the kitchen too.
Well, it's right under the bathroom.
Oh.
What's that?
I have a request.
Do you want? Do you want a mic or do you want?
No. Talk about the basketball games.
Talk about the basketball games.
So.
There are basketball games this weekend.
There are basketball games this weekend.
And they're girls, all girls, right? The Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I believe Saturday and Sunday are girls, JV and varsity. Thank you, Julie, for the schedule.
Oh.
There's the schedule. And people can call in with more information if they have it.
And people can call in with more information if they have details on it.
Uh-huh.
KFSK, we are looking into the equipment in order to air the mm-hmm. home games, for sure, definitely. Mm-hmm. And that also means we're coordinating volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're listening and you feel rather technically like technologically inclined, and you would like to sit the board for a basketball game, it'd be great to, you know, if people want to call the radio station and let us know. That would be really helpful in order to make this kind of thing happen. And so we're looking into it. I'm going to go up into the booth and see if all the equipment is still working, which there's no reason that it shouldn't be.
Is the little box still up there?
You know, I don't know. I've not been up here. I'm new here.
Okay.
Yeah. So we will
see.
Julie
might be able to answer that if the box is still up there. I don't know. Usually at the end of the season, though, the guys would go up there and grab it and bring it back here somewhere. So wherever that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that happened. So anyway, we're figuring
just like
it out.
A little suitcase about the size.
We are
of this
trying kind of our bestest to make it happen.
Cool.
So,
yeah.
I
know people are anxious to hear that because especially when the weather was really foul, people did not want to come to the gym or especially if, you know, even if we were going to pick up an out of town game. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was great that, you know, with Wrangell, they had the, you know, YouTube. Anybody with YouTube could watch the game and listen to it on KSTK because we get KSTK here in town,
right.
So you could listen to the game there. But yeah, now it's what last weekend was Craig. Yeah, so you couldn't watch or hear. So it was kind of blustery weather there too. So people just didn't want to go out. But
yeah. But I think, you know, we're going to try our best
to
at least do the home games, and we'll see if we can do another. But
cool. I think people would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what is the schedule? I see.
Oh, what is the schedule? What would you like to look at it?
Yeah, let me look at it because
I will
curious.
Say on
make
Thursday
copy.
At 5 o'clock
ooh,
or at 5:30 is
tomorrow.
Games start tomorrow, but we are broadcasting the hospital board meeting from 5:30 to 6:30. So we would certainly miss that first one.
Yeah. So yeah. So actually, so I see this. Oh, actually, boys and girls Thursday and Friday. So Haynes is coming through town, and they're Thursday night 5 and 6:30. Boys 5, girls 6:30, and then the same thing on Friday. Boys early and girls late. So that's 5 and 6:30. So Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday it looks like just girls at 6:30, and then Sunday morning, get up early. It's the 11 o'clock game.
Yeah, I see. So okay, so Joe, I almost forgot that we're running Tradio and
we got a call.
We have callers.
Well, let's get to them.
I know. Okay,
we're still babbling.
Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. I have for sale two freezers. One of them is a stand-up freezer, upright, and it's kind of a, I'm not sure what the cubic footage is, but it's basically a full-size stand-up GE. And I'd like to have $300 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have a chest freezer, and I'm not sure of the cubic footage of that either, but it's basically like 3 foot by 2 foot.
A smaller one.
So
okay.
If anybody wants details, you could call 518-0785.
Is there a make on the chest freezer?
The make on the chest freezer, I don't see a make on that actually.
Okay. The stand up is a GE though for $300. What do you want for the the small chest freezer?
200.
200. Okay. 518-0785.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay,
somebody should get that.
Hope so.
Good. All right, thanks.
Calling. All right.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, very good deal. Okay, and caller on line two, you are on the air.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's appliance day.
Ooh.
I don't have any freezers, and I don't have any to sell, but I am in search of a flat-screen TV. Ours is kind of on the fritz, and it doesn't have to be a smart one, but I would like it to be a flat-screen.
Mm-hmm. Is there a size?
Are you limited in size?
It doesn't really matter. Anything bigger than, we don't care. 30, bigger than 40 something.
Yeah, that's a good size, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you don't, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It doesn't have to be smart, though. It can just be kind of just a normal old TV.
It can be a little on the dumb side. We have a Roku stick, so
hopefully
if it works with that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
But
perfect.
I do want it flat. I don't want a 300-pounder.
I don't know. I've been around. And looked, I just don't see very many people with those TVs anymore. I don't. I
with
you ever
the,
see a with a you know regular wide TV, not a flat screen? Do you see those very often anymore?
I have a family friend that has one. You know, it's not huge. It's maybe like 3 or 4 inches behind it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
It's a little thicker. Yeah.
It's a little thicker. But
it's not the one you'd hang on a wall.
The one I would hang on a wall for sure.
Sure. So you called a TV an appliance, right?
TV is an appliance.
Well,
it is?
Yeah.
It's electronics.
Appliances are electronics.
Appliances, something.
Do you not plug in your appliances?
Unless they're battery powered.
Oh.
Okay, I'm just kind of an
appliance.
Yeah, kind of. I know. I realize I'm just trying to make light here.
Okay. Well,
see, I told you I like to talk. Thank you. I need a number for that. Oh, I got it. No, I don't.
Okay. So, yeah, my name's Karen, and my number is out of state area code, but I'm here in Petersburg.
Okay.
309.
Okay.
338.
Okay. 0950. 0950.
Yep. 309
is the area code.
Correct.
Okay.
All right,
good luck,
thank
Karen.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Well, pretty good. That was a couple callers. So, folks, if you have things to buy, sell, or trade, that is what we're here for, even though we may be the Weather Channel or, you know.
Or the broadcast center or the information channel.
So you can call in at 907-531-8049.
So I just got to, you know, it seems like we just played Craig, and they're back here already.
I don't know, man.
They must just be going through.
I think they missed a game.
Yeah, it might have. Well, usually Craig is our division, so maybe we played division teams twice anyhow during the year.
Yeah.
But Haynes, this will be the first time we face them. I don't know. And I've looked at the state max preps standings, and Haynes is rated pretty high.
Oh, so this will be a test.
So this, and the boys are too. So our boys are having a great season so far. The girls are, you know, finding their identity, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing well. I watched them last weekend. They have their moments, but it's fun watching them. They're definitely an enthusiastic group, but the boys are doing well, and Haynes is doing well also. So the boys' games should be pretty competitive this weekend. That's Thursday and Friday.
Yeah,
boys play early games both days.
And if you're confused about what KFSK is airing, I will put out a PSA today.
Sure. Well, as soon as you figure it out,
once I figure out the tech side of it.
Yeah. Stay tuned. That's where you got to stay tuned to KFSK to get all the info.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So seems like kind of a quiet morning.
Yeah.
So,
well, it is.
Maybe people are busy. I don't know.
Well, it's just I just noticed in past, you know, tradios, as we have the board here, the clipboard with them. It's like last Friday there was just one call. Were you here Friday?
Yeah, that was quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was
Joyce about bingo. So
I know.
Is Joyce calling about bingo again?
I don't know. It'd be great to know what's on the bingo menu.
Well, see, that was always my thing with Sally. I don't know. She'd always know. I always ask her for what the menu is. I was pressing her for the menu. Not that I'd ever go eat it, but sometimes it was so good, I'd almost go play bingo just to eat some
of
her snacks.
Just for the meal? Yeah. just for the monkey bread or something.
Yeah, the monkey bread. Oh, yeah, that's some good stuff she makes, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, just a quick PSA while we're here. There's a jewelry workshop with Ashley Lohr to make enamel heart earrings, and that's a week from today, from 5 to 7:30 at the public library. It's $70 for adults, but it's free for teens age 14 and older. And any skill level is welcome, but you do have to sign up online at psglib.org. And best to do that in advance because they like to know numbers. So that's coming up in a week. Anyway. You ever tried to make jewelry, Joe?
It's a craft I have not embarked upon. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not very crafty.
It's not hard. It's just some wire around some sea glass or something.
Yeah. Well, and she makes some pretty cool looking stuff too. You know.
Yeah.
We got some pretty talented jewelry makers in this town.
Actually, yes. I've gotten some great gifts from my mother that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's they're pretty amazing with what they can do with silver and. Mm-hmm. Stones and whatnot, but
yeah. But you're not oriented. You're more prevent the sea otters from getting under the house.
Yeah. Well, I bought we get some jewelry from some of the homemade jewelry makers.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a hit because it's always made in the kind of the Southeast fashion, some of the stuff too. They'll do what you need. They do the whales and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, cool.
But
you know, one thing that I see people wearing here that's very popular that I don't see anywhere else are like the halibut earrings,
mm-hmm.
or not earrings, rings. And it like just looks like a halibut that's like
wrapped
silver and wrapped around
yeah.
your finger. And it's just, that's just so unique and like so Southeast in Petersburg. I don't see that anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, then halibut earrings and halibut necklaces and pendants and stuff. It's all, you know, they like I said, we got some talented jewelry makers in town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, should we do a rundown?
Well, it'll take a minute, but I think we can do it.
Oh, yeah.
So we had a gentleman called. He's got two freezers for sale. He's got a stand-up freezer. It's a GE model. I'm not sure of the cubic feet or cubic inches or whatever they go by, but he wants $300 for that stand-up. He says it's a standard size freezer, you know. And then he also has a smaller chest freezer, a 3x2, so it's a smaller chest freezer. He wants $200 for that. And if you're interested in a freezer, it's 907-518-0785. And we had somebody's in search of. They're looking for a TV, a flat screen only. They don't want a regular, you know, monster TV. They want a flat screen. Probably they can hang on a wall or something, get save some space. And if you have a flat screen TV, it doesn't have to be a smart TV. It can be just any old TV that they can use. That is Karen at 309-338-0950. Out of state area code, but she is in Petersburg. So that's
all, right.
all we had for this Wednesday.
Wow.
Last Wednesday of January.
Is it really? This was a long month.
It's been a long month. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, just pretty soon you'll just see the birds chirping, the robins will be back, and we'll be into spring.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Well, I'll save that for another 2 months, but then we'll be there.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Then all we got on otters was no groundhogs.
Oh, right.
You know?
That is how we got on that topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Groundhog Day is February what?
Oh, it's soon. I don't know. Oh, you're looking at the calendar.
Oh, do we have a calendar? Did they go with February? It was March already.
It's like early January.
Early February.
Yeah. And if you missed us, folks, for Tradio, for Things That Buy Solo Trade, you can catch us at the same time on Friday. So we will do it.
Is Tradio brought, you know, can you look at it on the website?
Yeah, we publish it on our website.
Okay.
All volunteer shows, all music shows, things like Tradio, Midday Magazine, those things do get published onto our website, which Julie does,
yeah.
and she's really, you know, on top of it. So
February 16th.
February 16th, really?
Groundhog Day.
Wow, okay.
So we got about 3 weeks before Groundhog Day.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty far away from Petersburg, I would say. You know, the actual Mr. Groundhog. I don't know what his name is.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Puxatala Phil?
Uh-huh. Is that his name?
Puxatani Phil or whatever it is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Another one, a classic movie, Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called Marmot Day in Alaska.
Oh, it is?
It's Marmot Day.
Okay, Marmot Day.
You
know. Who fishes the marmot out of the hole?
Don't know. All right.
Okay.
Okay, well,
good.
Thanks,
well,
Joe.
Well, it's enough. All right, thanks, Isaiah. Have a great day.
Bye.
Anybody out, have a great day. Be safe out there. It is slippery in spots.
Yes.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.